Next speaker is Austin Coates. He's speaking about weed management in Bogart Dude, Simplex Cotton, with Ingenia Herbicide on the Texas Hot Light.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Austin Coates, and I'm with Texas Tech University. And I'll be talking to you today about weed management in Bolgar 2 Extend Flex Cotton with Ingenia Herbicide on the Texas Hot Plains. Getting an overview, weed resistance, I mean, it's a hot topic in our industry. And it's more than just Palmer resistance to glyphosate. You can start with 76 other species with resistant biotypes, including 23 mode of action with confirmed resistance, and 145 resistant species to mode of action combinations. And this picture was taken in Lubbock County in 2015. You could take a Sunday stroll throughout the plains of West Texas and find fields like this just about everywhere. Growers didn't have a tool to fight these resistant weeds. And with this new dicamba technology, it'll just add another tool to the toolbox so we can control these weeds. The objectives of my research were to evaluate timely applications of Ingenia herbicide as part of a weed management system that controls glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth and cotton, and evaluate weed management in a mixed population of glyphosate-susceptible and resistant Palmer amaranth, and in combination with determining the value of residual herbicides applied PPI, early post, and mid post for season-long control. And some of you may be thinking, well, what is Ingenia? And Ingenia is the BA-PMA salt of dicamba. It's the newest and most advanced formulation of dicamba. Mechanism of action, it's an auxin mimic. Generally low potential for resistance. It's been around around 50 years, a little over 50 years. And the Ingenia was approved this last December, and it's pending state registrations right now. And we'll get into the actual materials and methods of the research. And what I did was I broke it down into two different trials. I had an Ingenia and Roundup-based trial, and then I had an Ingenia and Liberty-based trial. And I'll be presenting both of those to you all. And the design of those trials were a complete randomized block with three replications. And the plot size were four rows by 30 feet, all sprayed with a pressurized backpack sprayer, a 15-gallon sprayer. And the nozzles used were the TTI 110015s. And this is a list of the products we use in combination with each other at different timings and their rates. Starting with Prowl H2O was applied PPI, followed with Roundup Power Max, Liberty, Ingenia Outlook, Warrant, and Dual Magnum, all at different, either the early post timing or the mid post timing. And this is a look at the application dates. So I had it in two different years. I had a 2015 trials for both the Ingenia Roundup and the Ingenia Liberty in 2015 and in 2016. So the planting date of 2015 was May 15th, harvest date was October 12th, and the application timing, the PPIs went out mid-April, April 21st. Early post timings, we based our timings off weed size, so 2 to 4 inch weeds on June 8th, and our mid post, 6 to 8 inch weeds on July 13th. Much the same for 2016 dates, much around the same time of the year. Now we dive into the results of the Ingenia and Roundup Power Max weed control results. And so we'll start right here with our Prowl H2O followed by Roundup Power Max columns. As you can see, without the addition of Ingenia, our control was just 80% with Prowl followed by Roundup Power Max at the 30 days after planting. So the blue bars represent 30 days after planting, the red bars represent 50 days after planting, and the green bars represent 70 days after planting. And following along to the next set of bars, Prowl H2O followed by Roundup Power Max plus Ingenia. With that addition of Ingenia, it increased weed control up to 96% on that 30 days after planting. As you can see, the weed control kind of tapered off because we didn't have those overlapping residuals. We started with Prowl, but we didn't have what we had in this next treatment, which is Prowl H2O followed by Roundup Power Max plus Ingenia plus Outlook. With these, the weed control didn't taper off because we had our foundation of Prowl, and we came back early post with Roundup, Ingenia, and Outlook. Keep following along here to the next treatment. This was a treatment that you could have done this year, a treatment that's been around a while. Prowl H2O followed by Roundup Power Max plus Dual, followed by Roundup Power Max plus Warrant. Just without the addition of Ingenia, our population of glyphosate resistant weeds and where these trials were close to 95% resistant. So without the addition of Ingenia, the weed control was much less. Moving on to this last column, the mid-post timing. We'll get into later in the presentation, the timing is everything in this study, because it shows with our weed control results here, just a little bit over 80% 30 days after planting, if you delay that timing to the mid-post. And yield results for the Ingenia Roundup study. This is the relative cotton lint yield, a percent of maximum. So our best yielding treatment was Prowl followed by Roundup Power Max plus Ingenia plus Outlook at that early post timing. And these all these treatments they're designed for the early season control. We're just looking at the timing differences, and as you can see, this mid-post timing yield is a lot less than what the early post would be. Timing is everything. This graph, as you can see on the left axis, that will be your weed control, percent weed control, and on your right axis is the lint yield, pounds per acre, and the red represents yield, and the blue represents the weed control 50 days after planting. And at the bottom, we have the application date and the application timing, and they're lined up within those bars. And something to really point out here is the timing aspect. These treatments, this is year 2016, and these treatments were applied 10 days apart. And the reduction of yield within just those 10 days is significant. As you can see, with just Ingenia plus Roundup Power Max, early post at the early post timing, we had close to 90% control. That's followed by with the mid post timing, it gets down there to about 70, and then the yield is much less than that, right around 500 pounds. For the early post, it would be more around 750. And then another point here is the importance of overlapping residuals and starting off with the foundation of Prowl or another type of residual herbicide. Because that will buy you time, say if there's a rain event or a sprayer breaks down, that'll buy you time to get in there to get those smaller weeds. And they're all, that flush will be coming up at the same time. And it's much more effective. And this is a picture. It just so happened that our randomized complete block that these treatments were back-to-back. And at this front part, this plot was Ingenia plus Roundup Power Max at the early post. And then right behind it, it was Ingenia plus Roundup at the mid-post timing. And this was in 2015, and it only separated by 8 days. But the story is the same. The story was the same in 2015 as it was in 2016. As you can see, the cotton is really stunted, and it's to be said that these growing conditions for weeds, they were really high. It was really high humidity, really hot. We had a lot of rain, and they grew really rapidly. And the yield off these were very significant, as we saw on that last slide. Now I'm going to dive into the Ingenia Liberty-based trial, and the application dates were the same as in the Ingenia Roundup trial. So planted on May 15th and harvested on October 12th. Applied the PPIs mid-April, followed with the early post June 8th. 2 to 4 inch weeds and the mid post 6 to 8 inch weeds. Same as in 2016, much of the same. Planting date was a little bit later. We got prolonged by some rain, some early rain, and the harvest date was around 1st October, October 10th, 2016. Getting into the weed control results of Ingenia Liberty, and both of these years are combined, much like the Ingenia Roundup. Combined data of 2015 and 2016, and the blue bars represent 30 days, the red bars 50 days after planting, and the green bars 70 days after planting. With Liberty alone in this first bar, we got 80% control 30 days after planting, and we didn't have, in 2016, we didn't have quite the humidity and the rain. It's a little lower, and then we go into this next bar, the Prowlate Drill, followed by Liberty plus Outlook. A little better control. We had those residuals in there, so it was much better than Liberty alone. And then we add in Ingenia, we add in that dicamba, and it bumps that all the way up to 96% control after the 30 days after planting. We didn't have that overlapping residual, so our weed control kind of tapered off. But then go following into this next treatment, we added in Outlook another residual, another overlapping residual, and that weed control stayed just about steady through 70 days after planting. And then this last one, much the same story as with the Ingenia Roundup. As the mid-post timing, it was about 80% control, and it tapered off quickly. With the yield results off the Ingenia Liberty study, Prowlate 2O followed by Ingenia plus Liberty plus Outlook was the best treatment on this study. And then as you can see, this short bar over to our far right, the mid-post timing, it was delayed by too much weed control or too much weed competition. And the delayed timing significantly reduced the yield in this. Here's just a picture kind of demonstrating each study, the Ingenia and the plus the Roundup and the Liberty plus the Ingenia. As you can see, the non-treated picture, just what this new technology brings to the table. And as you can see, the Ingenia Roundup is very clean, and the Ingenia Liberty, I would say on the plains of West Texas, if I had to pick between the two, I would probably go with the Roundup, but that's not to say the Liberty wasn't effective. It was very effective with the addition of Ingenia. It's just that the Roundup was very significant. And in conclusion, the Roundup PowerMax Ingenia systems, the most effective Palmerama control and greatest cotton yields, were produced with treatments which included Roundup PowerMax plus Ingenia applied early post. Reduced weed control and cotton yields resulted when post treatments were delayed to mid-post timing. In the Liberty Ingenia system, the addition of Ingenia improved Palmer Amaranth control compared to Liberty alone or in combination with Outlook. These studies really document the importance of residual herbicides, including Prowl, H2O, and Outlook, and the importance of that early post timing when those weeds are under 4 inches. Future studies will include different mixtures of adjuvants and tank mix partners and or sequential applications with Ingenia herbicide. Acknowledgements, I'd like to thank Texas Tech University, Texas AgriLife Research, and all those employees, and along with BASF Chemical Company, Adam Hickson, and Jacob Reed for all the help. And with that, I'll take any questions.
We have time for one question.
Is there any visual impact on the Ingenia?
Yes, I like to say that we're not going to hang our hat on Ingenia as a residual herbicide. It does have residual activity, but it's not, I wouldn't classify it as a residual herbicide.
Thank you.